Most people would say that probably the worst thing about this prolonged period of heat are the deaths. Officials are investigating 5 in the metro area as of Thursday. But a problem that we don't hear as much about is the economic ripple effect, the hard choices people have to make, paying their utility bills with the high cost of air conditioning or healthcare costs, for example, or their mortgage or rent. So to get an idea about what that problem looks like, I'm going to visit Cheryl Landis, who is living with her mother, her 90-year-old mother, and she is going to help us understand what some of those hard choices feel like.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Cheryl Landis's small apartment has the cozy feel of your grandmother's living room. It should. She watches 4 grandkids and her own 13-year-old son. This afternoon, 2 of them are playing with their handheld electronic games.
I have some songs on my Nintendo 3DS.
What's the game?
Mario Kart 7.
Cheryl's 90-year-old mother, Billy, sinks silently into a club chair. She also lives with them. She has chronic lung disease and dementia. Cheryl and one of her grandsons have asthma. When it's this hot and humid, they run their air conditioner all the time. They have to. Her utility bills are $200 a month, more than double what they are without the AC.
When you have the money and you're on a fixed budget, it's all gone at the first of the month. You've paid your bills.
And you pray unexpected bills don't come in, Landis says. For example, she paid $120 in unanticipated administrative costs when she changed insurance policies. She has no health insurance. She worries about a health emergency and fluctuations in the cost of necessities like gas and groceries.
Every month, you don't know. You don't know when you go to the grocery store and you need, like, 3 loaves of bread. You don't know what it's going to cost. It's just constant change.
And so Cheryl substitutes nutritious food for cheap food. She canceled her internet and shares a cell phone with her sister. Once in a while, there's a treat.
The kids get up early on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and they like to go to McDonald's with their 99 cents.
It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul every month.
Every month, yes.
A photograph of Cheryl's husband sits on the mantel with a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi wedged in the frame. She says she's learned how to manage the household in the years since he was killed on the job. He fell off a building at a construction site. But these relentless days of summer worry her.
It's always a fight. Who is going to maybe have to wait to get paid? So it's really hard just trying to take care of the everyday things. Everyday things get you.
There's that air conditioner now.
Yeah, so it's 80 degrees in here. It's 80 degrees. It's set on 79.
Cheryl Landis says she always feels guilty when the air comes on, but they need it. And she knows she's lucky to have it. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.